Skyroot Aerospace's next big bet.
ISM 2.0 deepens India's semicon push, says Meti Secretary.
Indian IT signals 4G Q2 recovery.
Plaza raises $15 million funding, co-led by Axel, Elevation Capital and Nexus Venture Partners.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's begin with India's space tech sector, where Skyroot Aerospace is already looking beyond its biggest milestone yet.
That's right. Just 2 days after becoming the first private Indian company to successfully launch an orbital rocket, Skyroot is setting its sights on reusable rockets already. So speaking to Money Control, CEO Pawan Kumar Chandana said the company is already working on one with plans to bring it to the market in the next few years.
Now, reusable rockets are considered one of the biggest cost-cutting innovations in the space industry. SpaceX has been doing it for years, and countries like China and Japan have also demonstrated successful reusable rocket landings.
For now, though, Skyroot's immediate focus remains on Vikram 1. Chandana said the company wants to launch the rocket again before the end of this year, and manufacturing of the hardware is already underway.
Chandana also put Skyroot's current scale into perspective. Vikram 1 stands about 7 stories tall, while SpaceX's Starship is roughly 40 stories high. He said larger rockets become expensive enough for reusability to make stronger commercial sense.
He also revealed that the successful launch wasn't entirely smooth. Engineers had to deal with a software glitch right before liftoff and briefly lost telemetry during the flight. But for now, Skyroot says it's happy being what Chandana called a cab to space while building towards bigger ambitions.
Now, staying with deep tech, India's semiconductor ambitions are also entering a new phase. In an interview with Money Control, IT Secretary S. Krishnan said, India has crossed what he called a psychological bridge from asking whether the country can build semiconductors to focusing on building a complete ecosystem around them.
The confidence is reflected in Semicon 2.0, the government's newly approved 1.3 lakh crore rupees program. Unlike the first phase, which largely focused on chip manufacturing, the new mission also targets equipment, chemicals, materials, and the broader semicon supply chain.
Krishnan said the government now wants to attract investments in a CMOS fabrication plant, a memory fab, a display fab, and several compound semiconductor facilities. He also said advanced packaging is an area where India believes it can quickly move by adopting the best technologies.
The government is also working with countries like Japan through the Pax Silica Initiative to strengthen supply chains and attract global investment. The message now is that manufacturing chips is only one part of the equation. Building everything around those factories is the next challenge.
Now let's turn to India's IT sector, where companies are sounding slightly more optimistic about the months ahead, but with plenty of caution.
Yes, the biggest IT firms are entering the second quarter with healthy deal pipelines, even though client spending remains uneven. So TCS says delayed client decisions are slowly returning after reporting $9.5 billion in deal wins during the first quarter.
Now, HCL Tech reported first quarter bookings of $2.4 billion, excluding its Mercedes-Benz deal, while Tech Mahindra has now delivered 3 straight quarters of more than $1 billion in deal wins.
LTIMindtree also expects growth to strengthen from the third quarter as large deals begin ramping up then, but not everyone is equally optimistic. For example, Wipro continues to remain the most cautious, saying demand hasn't materially improved and clients are still focused on cost optimization instead of discretionary tech spending.
Hiring trends are also beginning to shift. TCS continued campus hiring, onboarding around 14,000 freshers and adding more than 9,000 employees overall. Tech Mahindra plans to return to campus recruitment, while HCL Tech says it is hiring specialized AI talent despite reducing overall headcount.
Wipro, however, isn't back on campuses yet. So while confidence appears to be improving, most companies agree that the recovery is still closely tied to AI spending and the pace at which enterprise tech budgets recover. On to our last story then, and a Money Control exclusive that's now been confirmed. It's about another funding round in India's fast-growing quick commerce space. But this time, the focus isn't groceries, it's actually medicine delivery.
Right, Bengaluru-based startup Plaza has raised about $15 million in a Series A funding round co-led by Axel, Elevation Capital and Nexus Venture Partners. Money Control, in fact, first reported it in April that the company was in talks to raise the funding.
Now, founded in 2024 by former Zomato executive Aman Priyadarshi, Plaza promises medicine deliveries within 15 to 30 minutes. Instead of operating like a traditional e-pharmacy, the startup is building neighborhood pharmacy stores supported by AI-powered inventory, planning to improve medicine availability.
So where the funding will be going, it will help Plaza expand across Bengaluru, strengthen its tech and also its supply chain, and hire across engineering, product and pharmacy operations.
The investment also comes as medicine delivery becomes the next battleground for quick commerce. Blinkit, Zepto, Swiggy, Instamart and Flipkart Minutes have all been expanding into the category, while specialized players like Plaza are betting that deeper pharmacy expertise and better inventory can help them stand out.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.